So where have I seen God lately? I guess recently, in the past couple weeks, I know I can personally say, and I think a lot of people could say the same, it's just been really exhausting academically and just very draining at the point where we're at in the semester. So I think where I've seen God a lot is through my interactions with my friends, particularly like on my hall. And just being in different situations that were really hard, where they required so much energy and so much of myself, and feeling like I had absolutely none of that left to give. But just through praying and through talking to different people, God always provided the right words for me to say, or God was always there even when I felt really hopeless and like circumstances weren't going to work out the way they should that would benefit everyone. God was always present, just shining in the bigger picture, and just realizing that everything passes, and that looking at circumstances in the present, even when it feels like God isn't there and when you can't lean on Him or where you have nothing left of yourself to give, God is always within us, and therefore He's the one who's providing that care for other people and helping us love everybody else. So overall, I guess for me, just seeing God in the bigger picture and realizing that He is in control of our circumstances, and that everything works out in the end regardless of our emotions and our feelings and what they tell us at the end of the day.
So I know that it's not always like a popular choice among young adults, but I think recently I've been seeing God in institutions, like especially this institution at EMU, like a Mennonite university setting. It's not often a place that young adults like point to God all over the place, but I've been seeing God in the people around me and in the ability that people have to sacrifice some comfort and security sometimes to have difficult conversations. I think that's where I see God moving, in allowing people to get beyond their fears of things moving beyond status quo to an ability to actually come together and learn how to disagree well with each other. That's something I'm not used to in my life that I'm finding here more and more.
Where have you seen God strikes me as a particularly appropriate question to ask ourselves during the season of Advent. Advent is celebrated each year as a time of waiting and expectation. As we prepare to remember and celebrate the coming of God to earth in the form of one of us, the season also provides the opportunity to prepare for the promised second coming of Christ. It might also provide an opportunity to reflect on what God is already doing in the here and now. New Testament scholar Marcus Borg recently wrote a blog entry in which he laments that in many traditions, Advent is seen primarily as a season of penitence, much like the season of Lent. He points out that the central themes of the stories of Jesus' birth are hardly at all about sin and our need for forgiveness. Rather, he names four themes from the Advent scripture text that offer a much more robust, attractive, and compelling vision of what Christianity, Advent, and Christmas are all about. This morning, we'll use these four themes to shape the chapel time, which is a hymn sing. The first theme that he suggests is liberation from bondage. Borg writes that this liberation is from the bondage under pharaohs and Herods and Caesars who dominate us and the world. These include oppressive political and economic systems and also psychological, spiritual agents of oppression. Would you stand with me as we sing number 184?
Hark, the voice of the Savior comes, the Savior promised long. Let every heart prepare a throne and every voice a song. On him the Spirit largely poured exerts its sacred power. Wisdom and might and zeal and love his holy breast inspire. He comes the prisoners to release in Satan's bondage hell. The gates of brass before him burst, the iron fetters healed. He comes the broken heart to bind, the bleeding soul to cure. And with the treasures of his grace to enrich the humble poor. His silver trumpets publish loud the jubilee of the Lord. Our debts are all remitted now, our heritage restored. Our glad hosannas, Prince of Peace, thy welcome shall proclaim. And heaven's eternal arches ring with thy beloved name.
Hail to the Lord.
The second theme is return from exile. As a biblical metaphor, Babylon represents estrangement or separation from that to which we belong. Return from exile is about reconnection to that from which we have become estranged. The third Advent theme that Borg suggests is light in the darkness. He says that, like liberation from bondage and return from exile, light in the darkness is an archetypal image of human yearning. Christmas is celebrated just after the winter solstice, the time when light begins to vanquish the darkness. Yearning and fulfillment is the final theme, not so much a separate theme as it is a culmination of the previous three. The birth stories and the Gospels of the New Testament as a whole emphasize that what happened in Jesus is the fulfillment of our deepest longings.
Lord.